I truly believe that preparedness through crisis management simulation exercises is the only way to truly test and evaluate your organization's ability to be prepared for any type of event.
All right, you Industrial Talk podcast listeners out there, that guy's name is Robert Burton. He is the co-founder and managing director of PreparedX LLC, as well as the CEO and co-founder of the International Crisis Management Conference. He loves to support clients in their emergency security and business continuity management preparedness programs. That's a mouthful, but you know what he does have? A lot of doggone street cred in the world of crisis management. That's who we're interviewing. That's what we're all about. Enjoy the interview with Mr. Robert Burton, co-founder of PreparedX LLC.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Scott McKenzie, and I am dedicated 100% of this platform to your success, you industrial juggernaut out there. I don't even know how to spell juggernaut. If I could, I think it starts with a J. But it's you, whoever you are, passionate about your industrial profession. That's what this platform is all about. So let's get going. We're going to be talking to Robert Burton. He's also passionate about crisis management. So let's get going. You don't want to hear me talk on and on and on. So let's get going. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this one. This is going to be a great conversation. I hope you do enjoy it. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. You know, last week we were talking about safety. This week we're talking about crisis management. Both are important to your health as an industrial professional. Very, very important. But let's get going with you know what.
Tailgate talk number one.
You know I'm a big gomer when it comes to Reliability Web. So, as such, go to reliabilityweb.com. You click on events. I want you to look at the Reliability Conference. That is in Seattle, Washington. They have Bellevue. Seattle, Bellevue, you know. And that is May 6th through the 10th. That's the Reliability Conference. You know what they do? They put on a heck of a show. Great networking. Incredible learning. Because that's what we're all about here. Incredible learning. That's the Reliability Conference. That is May 6th through May 10th out at reliabilityweb.com.
Number two.
Okay, you know we're going to be talking to Robert Burton. You know he is the CEO and co-founder of PreparedX, but you know he's also the CEO of International Crisis Management Conference. I'm telling you right now, that's April 30th through May 2nd. April 30th through May 2nd, and that is, I'm going to butcher this name, but you get it, and it is Newport, Rhode Island. That's the location, but it's at the Grunnies Resort. If I mess that up, I am so sorry, Robert, but this is the fourth annual conference of the International Crisis Management Conference. And if it's anything like Robert is on the interview, it's a spectacular event. So put that on your calendar, please.
Number three.
Ooh, we've got three tailgates. Get out of here. I just want to make sure that if you're a safety professional, any way, shape, or form, you need to go to safopedia.com. It's a tsunami of incredible safety content. And I don't even know how to spell tsunami either. I don't know how to read real well, but I know that that is the location for safety content. Period. Bar none. Love the people. They're passionate about your safety, passionate about providing the content that you need as a pro. So go out there. So those are all three. And as well, come out to industrialtalk.com. Get in the old Industrial Academy. Get some training because we like business development. We enjoy industrial branding and sales and all of that. That's where all that training resides. So anyway, okay, here we go. As I shift on over here to Robert's stat card on LinkedIn, which he is a very active LinkedIn guy, you need to connect with him. That's first and foremost. And as secondly, man, he has got some mad skills when it comes to crisis management. So, I mean, he blew my head, and I've got a bald head, So it doesn't really matter. So it anyway, he is phenomenal. This is Robert Burton. He is co-founder as well as managing director of PreparedX, as well as, of course, CEO of International Crisis Management Conference. And they compress that, thank goodness, to ICMC. So everybody out there, enjoy this interview because he is a stud. All right, Robert Burton, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you. Give the listeners a little 411 on who you are and why you're so spectacular and why you can help them in your crisis management and the solutions that you provide.
Well, thanks for having me today, Scott. I'm excited to be calling in or Zooming in. Zooming in from Rhode Island on the coast here in Newport, Rhode Island. And as your listeners will probably hear from my accent, I'm not a native New Englander. I'm originally from the old England and joined the military when I was a young 16-year-old and spent 13 years crafting the world of being a sniper, being in the special forces, being in the military, serving a majesty.
Yeah, hold on, man. You just dropped a bomb.
The list goes on. and for your listeners, I moved on from the military about 16 years ago now. And ever since then, I've been helping corporations of all different shapes and sizes prepare for anything that would impact their operations or their communications, their reputations to the business. So anything related to an emergency, a cyber attack, a natural disaster, active shooter, anything that keeps them up at night. So the CEO and the senior leadership team, if anything that keeps them up awake at night, we help scenario plan that out. And we run simulation exercises for our clients to help better prepare their leadership and their management for something that would not be a good day for them.
Well, listeners, he dropped a real big bomb. That sniper comment just sort of came in at the slide. It was like, I got all distracted from that. I was like, oh, did you say something else? I was just more into right. The sniper aspect of it. Now, you're the co-founder and, of course, managing director with PreparedX LLC. But I think I left off something else. What else do you guys do?
Yeah, so we recently put together an organization known as the International Crisis Management Conference, ICMC for short. And we realized in the marketplace there is a place for those just transitioning into crisis management. They don't want to spend the $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to bring us in to do a full simulation exercise or to do some consulting around their crisis planning, but they want to get a flavor of what it's all about. So we put together an awareness and training organization that helps businesses get their feet wet, so to speak, get some awareness around what crisis management is all about. And so we do an annual conference. This year it will be April 30th through May 2nd up here in Rhode Island. We do online a fall conference, so a kind of cyber conference in the fall, as well as throughout the year, various different training courses. It's a low budget ticket item to allow those that don't have any plans in place, don't exercise, to come in and try and get awareness around what they should be doing.
Give me a quick website to that, real quick.
Yeah, that's crisisconferences.com.
Crisisconferences.com. And then from that website, they can get all that information, right?
Exactly, yeah. And if you got crisisconferences.com/conference, which is our most recent event that's coming up, like I said, in April. So you get all the information there about the various different things that we do at ICMC.
Jerry, that's right around the corner, my friend.
Yeah, that's about seven weeks out.
Okay, so that we in the industrial world, there are some scenarios that I want to just sort of throw at you, right? Sure. And what's important is, first off, what I find within the world of industry, and it's like huge company, smaller company, whatever, and everything in between, right? And why is it important to have and be prepared for a crisis? I mean, let's put it this way. I dig a ditch, and I'm a great ditch digger. And that's all I care about. Why do I have to be concerned about some sort of plan? Or, I mean, it's not going to happen. That's what I think. It's going to cost me money, but it's not going to happen.
Sure. Well, I think it's essential for any big business, because it always becomes the big business's issue in terms of, you know, this has happened to my organization. Now, it may be the ditch digger that is lower down in the chain of command. It may be a contractor. And, you know, most of these large multinational organizations have multiple layers of vendors. And it may be the ditch digger that actually is digging up the electric cable that blows out the town. And it becomes, you know, a problem for a period of time, right? So, and here's a great example. So I love your analogy of the ditch digger, because we are so reliant as a large business on our vendors. And it's important that we all understand what our roles are, and especially our roles during an emergency, because how are we going to coordinate and communicate? If the ditch digger doesn't have a line of communication into the big business, how are they going to coordinate that response? So it's important that we get on the same page. So when the ditch digger gets interviewed by the local town and says, well, hold on a second, you're responsible. Well, no, it's actually the big business. And fingers start getting crossed like this. We saw it with BP in your neighborhood down there. We saw it with the three big organizations were all pointing fingers in a different direction. It wasn't coordinated. It needs to be coordinated.
But let me ask you this. Is there some benefit for confusion in communications when it comes to this stuff? Let's say liability. Now, I'm just throwing it out there. I have no clue, but sometimes it is. And people think that deflecting is important and then creating that confusion, and then it makes it difficult for really anybody, which is not right. No, don't get me wrong. It's not right to come up with a real solid solution, but isn't that sometimes part of the issue?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because it came up very recently, 2 weeks ago. We do tabletops probably, you know, every couple of weeks throughout the year. And it came up recently, and it was a hepatitis A issue with the vendor's kitchen. You know, people got sick, and all, before you know it, half the office was out, and it was a big office, you know, a critical, part of their business. Anyway, long story short, you know, discussions started to, you know, come around to, well, hold on a second. It was the kitchen's fault. They're a vendor. Just blame the vendor, kind of, you know. And it wasn't, they didn't make it as obvious that, but it was a conversation that they had around. And unfortunately, you know, the book stops with the large brand. Now, that being said, the vendor needs to have a plan. So it's incumbent on you as the big business to say to the vendor, when you onboard the vendor, where's your plan? Do you have a plan? How are we going to coordinate our plans together? They don't need to have a big binder, you know, but they need to have some kind of process in place where their management and their leadership can start to talk to you and your leadership, and you can come up with a cohesive response, because it doesn't look good when the fingers are pointing in those directions.
Like, that's interesting from a procurement point of view. You get awarded a contract, and that contract, you know, from a procurement, that's got to be part of the little checklist of things. But then once you check in and say, hey, does my vendor have a crisis management plan? It's the actual, you know, activity that you sort of combine. And that doesn't happen. I guarantee it doesn't happen.
You're exactly right. And only the most advanced crisis management programs that we see even touch the very edge of bringing in that vendor to validate their plans as well. But you're exactly right. And you know, we've seen countless cases on the cyber front. Who's the big... the big business out of Minnesota, the headquarters were out there, where it was a vendor from a cyber standpoint that had let, you know, in through the back door into the systems, one of the big retailers. Anyway, whoever it was, I forget now. But that was a big issue, right? And so they'd not worked with that vendor, you know, through various different scenarios. So it's really important that, yes, they have a plan in place. And we see this when we become a vendor. Do you have a plan? Yes, we do. Check the box. But then nobody comes to us and says, well, you know, can we validate that plan, right? So, and again, that's just, you know, it's resources, it's more time. But, you know, I think there probably are a very few that do that, that are advanced like that. But it's not that difficult when we think about it, because communities do it. Communities do it from a FEMA standpoint. They bring in the community and say, okay, let's all get around the table and figure out what we would do in these various situations, right? So it's important, even if it's a conversation starter. So businesses need to start to do the same.
You know, it's interesting. I think what me being an owner of a small business as well, I think what would motivate me to have that conversation, first off, it's always like, get the contract, let's get moving, let's start executing. Right. But that conversation that exists between the vendor and the purchases of the services, you just become better. Because let's go back to the ditch digger example there, Rob. He's Rob, comes in at Robert, but I just want to make sure I didn't just slip something in there. You're Rob. Anyway, Rob, is that that ditch digger, that individual, how much time and effort, energy and effort do I need to be able to put together a plan, and how much is it going to cost me? And it's going to sit on the shelf, but tell me a little,
Well, I think, as a small business owner of two small businesses, I get it. It's, time is everything for a small business, and, you're constantly, on the move. But I think if you just look at your business and look for those common issues that may come up within your business. So it's a small mini risk assessment, if you will. So, you can download these for, on the internet. I'm sure there's hundreds of them out there where you press a button and you ask yourself some real simple questions. Yeah. What keeps you awake at night? What are you most, based on the contract that you have with ABC company, what are the things that could go wrong? Just write them down. And if it's significant enough that you need to put a little plan together, you put a little plan together. And that, again, we're not talking about, you're not talking about Facebook or Google. We're not talking about, a major bank or, a major infrastructure company, that has the resources to do this and is in many cases are regulated due to the scale of their businesses. We're talking about, those specific risks to your businesses. So I think there are certain things that we can do from a small to medium-sized business that will help us mitigate some of those key concerns that we have.
Fantastic. We're going to be taking a break there, Rob. Okay, listeners out there, we're talking with Rob Burton. He is the co-founder and managing director with PreparedX LLC, as well as the International Crisis Management Conference, or ICMC. He's dropping some great stuff. What we're going to be talking about in the next segment are some real tangible actions. And I'm really, stoked about, what we're talking a little bit about cyber, because technology is really important. So stay tuned. Let's get some more truth out there. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
There is only one place I go when I'm interested in learning about reliability, asset management, and maintenance, and that is ReliabilityWeb.com. Their platform, their focus, their commitment to reliability is second to none. They want to build a culture of reliability in your organization, and they provide the content to support that. Go out to ReliabilityWeb.com, reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. If you're an asset management, maintenance, a reliability professional, this is the only place for you to go. That's ReliabilityWeb.com. They're building a culture of reliability. All right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We are talking to Mr. Rob Burton. He is the co-founder and managing director with PreparedX, as well as ICMC, and that is the International Crisis Management Conference. Now, Rob, I want to be able to sort of venture into some sort of tangible tactics. One of the things that technology is such a big deal, and it's really impacting the way the industrial market is responding to services and manufacturing. And technology is just going at a blistering pace, and we as humans are having a challenge of a time to assess the value of that technology, deploying that technology, and effectively pulling out that information to make decisions that impact the business in a positive way. As such, one of the areas that has generated a tremendous amount of interest, of course, is cyber. And when I say cyber, that is a business continuity reality. And what is taking place is that people are so excited within the industrial market that the technology exists, but they fail to look at, and not in a negative way, but just fail to look at the cyber element and how that impacts. Can you sort of expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, sure. And again, I'm not a technologist, but certainly we do a lot of.
You did stay at a Holiday Inn, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you are now.
We do a lot of cyber-related scenario planning for organizations. And again, you know, it's not often we get too technical, and if we do, it's very specific to their environment, which comes back to one of your points that you just made there in terms of you know, this technology is moving so fast, it's hard to keep up with it. But it's important that we understand it and how it can impact us. And I'll come back to that. But I think no matter what you do in terms of the cyber piece, it's really important that you get those key stakeholders. We touched on it before. We touched on the digger analogy. That's a stakeholder, even though they're a vendor, right? So it's important that we have that individual or that organization wrapped into our planning. And it's no different in the cyber world. And it's quite a difficult challenge, even for big organizations, because you have the tech team who is, you know, and we always talk about them being in the basement, right? Locked away in the dark room. Many of these organizations now have cyber response rooms where they have a team working consistently on evaluating what the exposures are to their businesses. They're evaluating the attacks that are ongoing or on the outside of their networks, hopefully not on the inside. So you've got these, I mean, this is a big business stuff that's, you know, there's tens of millions of dollars invested on a yearly basis into keeping those teams moving. But in terms of evaluating that, it's important that you've got a good spokesperson from the IT team that comes into what we call the cross-functional crisis management team, because guess what? Like any other event, we're going to have to work together. It's not just about the response to the technical aspect of the breach, right? That immediately is going to trigger the communication team. We have to be prepared to send communications out to our various different stakeholders. Then it's the legal team very quickly going to want to know what's going on here. What do we need to prepare from a legal standpoint? Human resources. If our systems go down, or if there's some, you know, what do we need to tell employees? Employees are essentially your number one stakeholder, no matter what the event is. Yeah. And then the list goes on. You've got the leadership team in this room. So I think, you know, in terms of considering that from a response standpoint, you may have a fantastic IT team, cyber team that is working, you know, but you've got to have a realization, or the organization should very quickly, is to work together in that response, very quickly come together and start to coordinate and communicate, because the longer you leave it, and as we've seen, 6 months being the number that's been thrown out there in terms of how long it takes an organization to communicate the fact that they've had a breach to their consumers, right? And we hear that all the time. So for us, you know, we like to come in and validate that cross-functional team, and cyber is usually probably top three scenarios we do, Scott. Cyber, active shooter, and then typically some of the kind of supply chain interruption to the business, weather related, or it could be anything related that would impact the supply chain. But in the last few years, we've seen, especially in North America, we've seen a lot of weather related events, be it flooding, be it some kind of, you know, major storm to impact the operation. So, you know, that's what we see.
So you listeners out there, I want to make sure that we understand. Here's a reality, and it is going to be more of a reality. And that reality is technology is going to impact your business, both positive and negatively. Now, the positive side is obvious, and you're just going to have to, you know, you evaluate it and you just move forward. The negative side, of course, is that what made me pucker up a little bit was that 6 month realization that there's something, some breach that has taken place. So I want to make sure that you understand out there, listeners, that first off, if you have cyber, if you have anything technical that is attached to your assets out there, it can be prone to attack cyberly. Is cyberly a word there, Rob?
I'm not familiar with it. No.
Well, I'm gonna just I got industrial cyberly. I'm running with that.
You
anyway,
own it. Yeah.
I own the doggone thing now. But what is important, because I guarantee you don't have it, is the steps that you need to take today to be able to recognize that you have a potential cyber related. So, Rob, what are those steps that we need to sort of consider as an industrial market that will help us sort of compress that time, as opposed to 6 months down to whatever, something less than?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, whether it's cyber-related or whatever your risks may be, right, in terms of those things keeping you up at night, but we'll keep on the cyber theme. You know, again, we go back to the assessment piece, which we touched on just before the break. That's really important. So, you know, evaluating early on what our major, and that's a great discussion to have. And that should be happening. We advocate quarterly. Your cross-functional team needs to come together. The cyber folks need to come to the table, and we need to have that discussion as a cross-functional element of the organization.
Let me ask you this real quick. Is that under assessment?
Under assessment, yes. And we're still
in number one assessment. Yes. We're going to have that cross-functional team.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's either called horizon scanning, which is a common business continuity term. It can be very specific to that area of the business. So if it's cyber-related, it could be a very specific cyber assessment. You know, again, going back to what the risks are, right? So that's the first step.
But I want to make sure that it's got to be cross-functional. You can't do this in a vacuum. You've got to go across multiple functions.
Yeah, I think it's just a great relationship builder as well. When you sit there as an organization and this comes up in probably 8 out of 10 of the simulation exercises we do, one of the common findings across industries, different industries, is the fact that they don't have this process in place where they come together cross-functionally. Cyber team will work together, the comms team will work together, you know, and they uncover various issues, but not often that they talk to each other about, you know, how would we, because, you know, even though I'm not from IT, I may have one comment or question that may trigger somebody's thought process. Oh, actually, yes, we don't have that, or we don't do that, or we should do that. So it's really important that we get those different minds together, because great things happen. So at least quarterly, that should happen from an assessment standpoint, horizon scanning, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. The next step is then, based on those findings, do we need to develop a specific plan for that? Now, this is outside of having your regular crisis management plan, emergency plan, cyber plan, whatever it may be. You may have a whole host of plans out there. But if you're going through this process and you find something specific that you need to put together a plan for, then you can do that. So in certain situations, again, so let's just talk about infrastructure outside of cyber. You know, you're having a new building put in the marine facility, and, you know, it's, you know, part of the, you know, new development, right? What are the risks associated to that, the new building? What are the infrastructure challenges that we may have of putting that building together? What could go wrong? What if there was a fire? You know, have we worked with the fire department to understand how they're going to put the fire out if there is a fire? Mm-hmm. So, you know, working on different changes to your environment, it could be infrastructure from an IT standpoint, it could be physical infrastructure, whatever it may be. So then it's the second step is the plan.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The third step is something that is close to my heart, as you know, and that is the exercise piece, validating that plan, validating how we're going to respond to that particular event. It may not be an event, but that, you know, exposure, if you will, that risk. How would we come together and start to coordinate? We may have to bring in our partners, again, fire, police, EMS. It may be other partners from a stakeholder standpoint. So do we have to bring in the regulators? You know, are there any regulators, you know, from a cyber standpoint? Are there any regulators, you know, from different areas of, again, depending on your business, right? Who do we need to work with those partners? And that's a really important piece, Scott, because you know what happens? If I don't have a relationship with you, and you're the chief of police, and you come into me, or you're the head of the captain firefighter that comes in and says to me, okay, what chemicals do you have, hazardous materials in that area where the fire is, you know, starting to, you know, right. You know, and I say to you, well, we have A, B, and C, and how do you trust me, because we've never worked together before? But you know what? If you come for a donut once a year, start building that relationship. Firefighters love the old donuts. They love a coffee. You know, come in, walk around the facility, invite them in as the business, right?
Right.
Invite them in and start to build that relationship. Because then if you show up with your team and I tell you there's 10,000 gallons of whatever it might be, I'm going to take you more likely to say, I trust that your word versus I'm shaking your hand for the first time.
Right.
So exercises do that, you know, exercises, roles and responsibilities, as well as those relationships builders. I advocate that strongly. So that would be the third point.
And then how often do I have that exercise?
I would say that depending on your business, you need to be doing exercises at the very least annually. Again, if you've got high risk operations, I say you need to be doing them more often than that. There are different types of exercise. We have a tabletop, which is a real simple discussion. We sat around the table and we but still good things happens because we're putting a scenario together that makes us think differently from a regular meeting. Right, the regular Monday morning, what are we doing this week? Okay, Monday, we're going to do A, B, and C throughout the week. But a scenario planning meeting really gets us to think outside of our day-to-day box. So that's the importance of a tabletop. Then advancing those tabletops, functional exercises is where we're practicing lines of communications as well as systems. And then a full-scale exercise is where the physical piece comes in. Maybe we've got an emergency response team on site that is responsible for responding to the fire, but they also work with the fire department. So practicing physical exercises is the full-scale exercise. And that's usually a larger ticket item in terms of developing from a cost standpoint, but it really does test your systems. It really tests your plans and your capabilities in terms of being able to respond. So those exercises are real fun as well. And the most recent one we did was about a year and a half ago with a mining client in Canada, about 100 people involved. And when you divide that by whatever the dollar amount was for this thing, you know, it was nothing for them in terms of getting these people involved along the supply chain. So they did it from the ground up and literally operations through communications on site, leadership on site, back to leadership locally within the country, and then back to senior leadership back in back here in the US. So, you know, you can imagine how many people were involved in that response. So great exercise to do. Takes a little bit more planning, but you get so much more out of it.
And the fourth point.
Fourth point is repeat. You learn from those. We call it lessons to be learned. So you run your exercise, and big part of the exercise is to evaluate the team. How did we do? How did we respond? How did we coordinate? Did things? It's important that we, you know, we at that point are really honest about ourselves. You know, if things went wrong, they went wrong. Why did they go wrong? It's an opportunity to improve. So the fourth point is, you know, learn from those lessons. We call them lessons to be learned. Don't just document them and say, this is what happened. Document them and then you know, if it's a plan or a procedure, you know, update that plan procedure. If it's a capability that's missing, put the new capability in play, validate that it works. So, you know, you're not just saying, oh, these are the things that happened in the exercise. You're actually putting the changes into play. You're validating that they work. And then they go in as part of your next exercise in terms of the objectives of the exercise. So you have to, you know, you have to go and then continually assess. You go back to the assess phase, you know, and do that quarterly at least, you know, start to adjust your plans accordingly. Right. And then, you know, that's it.
All right, listeners out there, that's what we've got. We've got 4 points. We've got 4 points that start with assessment or horizon scanning. The second one is plan. Let's address and address the results of your assessment. That's number two. That's your plan. And then we validate, we execute, we exercise and execute on that on an annual basis, and then we repeat and we learn. Is that sort of got it? Because you said it better than I did. I was sort of stumbling on it. I got the notes down here, but I can't read my writing.
No, that's exactly it. And you know what, Scott? You've been in business many years yourself. It's that cycle of improvement. We do it in every other area of business. But as soon as things go south in terms of, you know, oh, this is a stressful situation, you know, leaders, and some leaders are better than others at this, and that's why it's good to practice and simulate this. You know, some people will take a step back and go, but that's typically because they don't have a process in place. They've not practiced it. And once you've got a process in place in terms of how we respond, how we coordinate, and we practice that, people become more confident in their teams, and they become more confident in their organizations. And that filters or should filter throughout the rest of the organization.
All right. Let's take a quick break here there, Rob. We're talking to Rob Burton. He is, of course, the co-founder and managing director of PreparedX, as well as ICMC, that's the International Crisis Management Conference. You're going to have to stay tuned because we're going to figure out how to contact this guy because he knows what he is talking about. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back.
Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're going to wrap this segment up and we're going to figure out how to get a hold of this gentleman by the name of Rob Burton, because I'm telling you, listeners, you need to make sure that you are prepared. Make sure that you have the right crisis management system in place of planning, the business continuity, the emergency management. There's so many things that you need to be aware of as a business owner, as a fiduciary responsible person for that business. You need to contact Rob. Rob, how do they get a hold of you?
LinkedIn is probably one of the best platforms in terms of communication. I'm always on there answering questions, pushing out free content, videos, podcasts, you name it. If you go to preparedx.com, you can find our contact form on there, as well as crisisconferences.com. So any of those outlets. I'm also on other social media challenges as well, social media platforms as well as Twitter and some of the others. But I would say LinkedIn. Search for my name, Robert Burton. You'll see it pop up there, and you'll see in my title, crisis management. Reach out. I'm happy to connect, answer questions, and
Nice.
Any of those platforms, yeah.
All right, listeners out there, that is PreparedX. That's PreparedX. And then, of course, his conference, that's the International Crisis Management Conference, or ICMC. There is no excuse. I'm telling you right now, there's no excuse for not getting a hold of Rob here, because he definitely can help you. And even depending on you don't have to have big bucks. You can be prepared with a nominal investment, and to be able to do it right and be prepared, because it will benefit your bottom line. If you don't have it in place, oh, it'll negatively impact your bottom line. Well, Rob, thank you very much. Thank you for being on the Industrial Talk Podcast. You are wonderful. Listeners, hang tight. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to once again reiterate how to get a hold of Rob, because he's an important guy and he needs to be a part of your team. So thank you very much. And thank you for joining the Industrial Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you Industrial Talk listeners, thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That's Robert Burton. Rob Burton, RB. No, I just threw that in there. He is an industrial champion. He is passionate about his crisis management. Thank you very much for joining. You know how to get a hold of him. Go out to his stat card at LinkedIn. Find him. Connect. He's pretty active on that platform. You will not be disappointed. Also, you need to go to Reliability Web. They've got an event out there. You heard about it. That's a reliability conference. As well as go to Safopeta. You safety nuts out there. That's a place to go. As well as, finally, you know to go to the International Crisis Management Conference. It's out there under crisisconferences.com. How easy is that? Thank you. You guys mean a lot to me. You know you can get a hold of me any time of day. You go to industrialtalk.com. Click on, I think it says get a hold of me. Do so, because I would love to be able to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining. It is because of you and your desire to know more and gain more. I love being part of your world. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful whatever. Be safe, and thank you. We will talk again.